What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Man, just that fast. It's Grimace's birthday. Keith McPherson on the Fan Cam to AM. 2 hour show. Like I said, these shows are easy. I'm used to doing 5 hours. And all day I am on Twitter, Instagram. I'm listening to the radio. I'm watching sports shows on TV. I'm writing my thoughts. I'm clipping different posts and things. I'm seeing things. And I'm like, all right, I got to talk about this tonight. I got to say this tonight. I got to do this tonight. I'm like, yo, breaking news out of the NBA. The Knicks' request to speak to Bill Belichick about their coaching vacancy has been denied by Jordan Hudson, a source confirms. That was my tweet that, you know, that tweet hit. I don't know if it hits the same on the radio. The Knicks are sending out these requests to everybody. My boy Desus Nice writes, the Knicks really sending coaches, y'all still together, DMs. Sliding into the DMs of married men under contract in other cities. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. I feel bad for Tom Thibodeau. And if you don't know, now you know that the Indiana Pacers are for real. I was watching that game for a little bit tonight, and I left the crib, and I'm like, they're going to win this game. What the hell? What the helly? What the Halliburton? This is a team of destiny, perhaps. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but they're 2 wins away from being the champs. And I was saying this when I was on last Thursday. If you're a Knicks fan, how are you going to feel? How are you going to feel about the Pacers going on to win the whole thing? And you fired your coach over not beating them. If they beat the... Bro, anyway, let's go back to Tom Thibodeau and what he put out there. He said, thank you in big letters to the best city in the world with the best fans in the world. Thank you. When I was hired in 2020, I said this was my dream job. I am grateful that dream became a reality. Thank you to our players and coaching staff who gave everything they had and to everyone who makes this franchise special. I am proud of everything we accomplished together, including 4 playoff appearances and this year's run to the Eastern Conference Finals, our first in 25 years. And to the fans, thank you for believing in me and embracing me from day one. Watching you support our team and seeing the Garden ignite with that incomparable Knicks energy is something I will never forget. With gratitude and respect, Tom Thibodeau. It's not supposed to end like that. It's not supposed to be this way. You know it's wrong. You can try to justify it. You can dial 888-808-1019 and say it was time. You can call up the fan and say, oh, they had to move on. He was a dinosaur. Yeah, but the way that they did it, something's fishy, bro. Tom Thibodeau's brother Dennis writes, born a Knicks fan, raised in a Knick home, you dream of being a Knick. Critics may target success, but that never mattered to you. You demanded accountability from the top down. You made countless sacrifices to enrich others. You stood in front of the bus, often alone, to protect ownership, management, and your players. You squeezed every ounce of energy from yourself to be the best coach you could be. No one can question your status as a championship caliber coach because everything you did defined what it means to be a champion. Congratulations, Tom, on your Knicks tenure. It's disappointing to see it end this way. No one knows what the future holds for the Knicks, but what's certain is that no one will ever pour more into the role than you did for the fans, for the city, for the organization, and for your players. Somewhere, Tom Thibodeau is watching that Pacers game, and he looks like the Leonardo DiCaprio gif. Like, see? Y'all fired me because I lost to Indiana? It's kind of crazy because all day I'm seeing different things pop up, right? Knicks denied again. They asked to speak to Jason Kidd. And they asked to speak to Ime Udoka. Mm-mm. They even asked to speak to Chris Finch. No. But now they're starting to get to, like, teams that were not, like, I don't know. Quinn Snyder in Atlanta, and I know Quinn Snyder's a good coach, got dubbed again. And now I'm starting to think, I'm like, what is this game they're playing? Are they trying to play us in the media? That's why I made the joke about them reaching out to Bill Belichick and getting denied by Jordan Hudson, because it's all fun and games now. It's all a joke now. Then tonight I'm watching the Yankees and the Mets play, and Underdog NBA writes, the Knicks' request to speak to Billy Donovan about their coaching vacancy has been denied by the Bulls. What? It's gone too far. It's gone too far. And then you've got Shams on Pat McAfee's nationally televised ESPN show. They're outside Indiana, and Shams is cooking them in a way where he's telling the world, yo, they're reaching out to teams, and teams are not just saying no, they're saying F no. They're making fun of you. They're laughing at you. They're mocking you. Sir Charles Barkley, is on the floor at the finals and takes the mic. He says, the Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world to not have a plan. And, you know, I hear people trying to rationalize this and say they have a plan. They don't have a sound plan. They don't have a concrete plan. I tried to take my own life experience and apply it to this, which is completely different. But I said on Twitter earlier, you ever quit a job with no job lined up? You're just done being at that job. You're done being where you are. That's the Knicks with Tom Thibodeau. We're done with this coach. We're done with him leading us. This is as far as we're going to go. I said, you're confident you'll find something else, but you have no exact plan of where to next. That's the Knicks. They're the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks, and they're mighty as they've been in a quarter century. So they're confident that with their brand, their fans, their money, their status, their arena, the players on their team, that they're going to find the next guy. They're going to figure it out. And that's why I said, when you quit a job, I've quit two jobs in my life without something else because there was just a gut feeling, a pit in my stomach. I can't work here another day. I can't be here another hour. I don't care what the future holds. I know the future is going to be better than this. I'm confident in myself and my abilities. That's the Knicks right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So the plan is to figure it out. The plan is to find a path to the next coach. That's where the Knicks are right now. They're casting a wide net. They're looking for a path to their next coach. They're going to find a way. And you know what? They don't need a coach today. They don't need a coach in July. They don't need one in August. Like, they have time. But the thing that bothers me, or the thing that confuses me, is why'd you get rid of this guy so fast? Because now there are also reports coming out about the players, right? There's a whole narrative about players forcing him out, and I'm not going for it. I just can't. I've heard these guys ride for him too much. As soon as the news broke, Josh Hart was tweeting, like, thank you for everything. After game 6, the captain of the team was offended about even being asked if this was the guy to lead them to a championship. But now there's a narrative about, like, team building. And, like, the narrative is, and I guess you can blame Mikal Bridges, and they're certainly going to blame Karl Anthony Towns. Oh, he got Tibbs fired twice. Maybe even OG. Or maybe even some of the bench players, because the narrative is you can't build a team with this guy. The bench guys don't want to come back and play for Tibbs because they're going to ride Pine. And we got to build a deeper bench, right, to compete with the OKCs, to compete with the Pacers. We got to add some talented guys to the roster that Tibbs will trust and play, but there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that we can get those guys, because there's no guarantee that those guys are going to come here, because they're not going to be guaranteed to play. You know, we can't build a deeper bench with this guy. There's, you know, they keep bringing up that, like, the players voted, the coach that they'd least likely to play for in the NBA, all the NBA players that voted for, they voted for Tom Thibodeau. 888-808-1019. If you're a Knicks fan now, you got to be a little bit shook. You got to be a little bit worried. And, like, now you got to just laugh at the pain. You got to just laugh it off. Ian Begley's out there reporting, you know, Ian Begley just put out, the Knicks have reached out to several teams to request permission to speak with their head coaches. For those keeping score at home, New York, as of late tonight, has not reached out yet to Golden State for permission to speak to Steve Kerr. Well, we've only just begun. It's a new day today. They can reach out to him today. And then I can't help but think, like I made the prom analogy before. All right, you ask all the baddies, you ask all the tens, right? You start at the you still dating him? Oh, you still going to the prom? Oh, that's still your man? Oh, all right. You got it. I just had to do my due diligence. The Knicks are doing their due diligence with all the hottest girls in school. But then they're going to default into the unemployed coaches, the coaches that like, and Mike Malone, they're saying, is off the board, but you could easily default into a Mike Malone, a Taylor Jenkins. Full court pass said, I would be surprised, and this is from Ian Begley, a quote, I would be surprised if the Knicks don't at least have a conversation with Mike Woodson. Okay. Ian Begley also said that the Knicks have interest in Mike Brown. Yeah, they have interest in everybody. They're going to interview everybody. This is going to be a deeper search than the Jets had with the 33rd team. Remember we were talking about the Jets? They interviewed the coach from Maryland. I'm like, what are they doing? It felt like they didn't know. It felt like they didn't know. But maybe the Jets have the right coach. Maybe the Jets have the right GM after leaving no stone unturned. But this just doesn't strike anyone as a full-blown plan. This doesn't strike anyone as, okay, this is what these guys were thinking between Saturday when they lost and I think Tuesday when they fired the coach. In that many days, they came up with a plan to check on all these other head coaches across the league. It doesn't make sense. And I don't think it's going to bode well. I don't think it's going to yield the results that you want. I think you're going to default into a coach that's going to be happy to take the job because it's somebody that doesn't have a job that's out of the league and would love to be back in the league. And of course, it'd be at the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, the Knicks, all stars on this team. But the bar for that coach is set at NBA Finals. You got to get to the NBA Finals. And the last thing before we get to the calls, you know, even going back to myself and my own experience talking about quitting jobs, you know, it's always crazy until it works. You know, your internal plans, your internal thoughts, when you share them with other people, you're nuts. I remember, rest in peace to my brother. When I worked at MTV, my brother said, stay, you'll work your way up. Stay, you'll get promoted. Stay. And I'm like, nah, bro. I don't want to be here. It's going to take mad long. And I don't see the future here. I'm out. I was right. Even when I worked at Roc Nation, sports agency, music label, for Hove, working with Saquon, I'm working with Todd Gurley, I'm working with Leonard Fournette. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with NFL players. I'm running into Yo Gotti and Fat Joe, Jay Electronica in the building. I'm like, yo, I made it. Jaden Smith is performing in the conference room my first day on the job. I'm like, I'm in a movie. But ultimately, it wasn't for me. I didn't last long there. It was like short-lived where I just had to go. And I remember telling my family members, what happened? I quit. I left. Why? I wasn't feeling it. I don't need to get deep into it. I have a plan. What's your plan? You don't have a job lined up. What are you going to do? I'm going to win. I'm going to find a way to win. I promise you. Don't worry about me. I will exhaust myself until I find a way to win. And that's what the Knicks have to do. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phones. Keith McPherson on the Fan, my guy Ray in Brooklyn. I know I could talk to Ray.
What's going on, Keith? How are you tonight, bro?
Great, man. These two-hour shows, I'm like, this is nothing, bro. I hit this quick and move right out of the way.
Yeah, that's that easy money. Like KD would say, easy money sniper.
Oh, well, at least we know. I'm glad you brought up KD because we did get that news, too. The Knicks are not in on trading for KD. They are not looking to make that KD trade. That was an in-season thing when they didn't believe in this team, but they started to believe in this team once we got to May.
Keith, listen to what you just said and everything you've been saying. I wish I could push back, but I can't. The way they mishandled Tom Thibodeau and now the coaching, you know, put quotes on search, right, is embarrassing. It's pathetic. And the fact that they didn't believe in his team that was one lucky bounce away from probably winning, you know, that series and maybe the championship because OKC looks like a bunch of front-running, you know, children led by SGA who got six turnovers and he didn't show up at all in crunch time. Like, the Knicks were this close to winning a title. And the fact that this leadership, and put quotes on that too with the leadership, you know, we're looking to change the team dramatically, drastically in mid-season, would tell you they don't know what the hell they're doing. It's the players, you know, the leader, Jalen Brunson, probably the best leader, you know, on any team in the league, you know, that got the Knicks where they got them. And Tom Thibodeau. It was Thibodeau and the players, has nothing to do with Leon Rose, has nothing to do with James Dolan. The Knicks were winning in spite of them, and they didn't win because the Pacers are deeper. Who's that indictment on? That indictment is on the guy who, you know, who gets you the players.
Who built the team. Yeah. Yeah, and not to cut you off, right? Yes. But Rick Pitino got on BT and Sal, and he had a hell of a quote. I've used it all week. He said Tom Thibodeau was handcuffed by 7.5 players.
Dude, I mean, the bench is laughable. And if some of these bums on the bench said they didn't want to play for Thibodeau, and they based even 1% of their decision on this bench to get rid of Thibodeau, dude, I don't want to see Leon Rose's face anymore. If the Knicks do not win the title next year, he needs to be held accountable to the standard of the singular, you know, the singular thing of winning the title. I want this guy gone if we don't win the title this year, because that Thibodeau thing, you know, is supposed to be, we fired you because you didn't attain the singular goal. So that means everybody else in this organization has to be held to that too. And you know what? Like I said, Keith, I wish I could push back. But the way they have been handling this is so embarrassing. I'll take the slings and arrows because there's nothing I can do to defend it. And as far as like the Yankees, real quick, listen, you know I love my Yankees, man. So I just want to shout out the Yankees because in spite of all the significant injuries, this team has 25 losses, and the team with the best record in the league has 24. And people who are killing Boone, like, just relax. What do you want the guy to do? The guy is missing an all-star roster, essentially, in starting pitching, and you got Stanton, and you have Jazz who's been banged up. I don't think that the Yankees could have actually been any better in the standings, way out in front of first place, you know, the best plus-minus in the league. Like, right now, I think, you know, it's great for the Yankees. We're, you know, I mean, I just don't know what else to say. People who have been trashing Aaron Boone, watch out, because you were doing that to Thibodeau too. And look what happened with the Knicks. So
yeah, but Boone is safe. Thanks for the call, Ray. 888-808-1019. What everyone is saying is you don't fire your coach when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals Game 6. And if the team that defeated you goes on to win the championship, it just looks like an even worse move. It looks like a knee-jerk overreaction type move. And as far as Aaron Boone and Yankee fans are going to complain. When I did my 5-hour cam to AM Monday just to pass the time in the off day, I complained. We were going to complain. And then I just came back around to it. I'm like, well, damn, I guess they had a reason to rest Jazz on Saturday. He's hurt twice in this series. He's exiting the game early twice in this series. And of course, they're going to pick at the bullpen. But now I'm looking at this bullpen. Jake Cousins just had a setback. So forget about Jake Cousins. Now I'm like, how do we maneuver with this bullpen? When is Luis Gil coming back? Marcus Stroman is with the Somerset Patriots. He's coming back. And, you know, we'll play some audio from Marcus Stroman. I want to go back in time to February and play what Marcus Stroman said in spring training and then bring it to present day. And you can hear the contrast in his tone and in what he's talking about. But they need answers. And what it is obviously Luke Weaver. You see his value. When you don't have him, you got to be careful with that bullpen. And, I mean, ultimately, when guys don't perform, that's not on Boone. Mark Leiter Jr., go in there, make plays, get outs. We shouldn't have had to burn Devin Williams. And I hope they don't burn Devin Williams. Because that goes back to something else that I was saying. Right? Like, if Devin Williams comes into the game, it doesn't matter. Well, they took the series. I would like, selfishly, to sweep the Royals, but if Devin Williams comes into the game and throws 8 pitches, he's got to be available tomorrow in a close game to get it done. But you know what else I said? I don't want to worry about the bullpen. So just go in there and score 10 runs, 6 runs. And then we don't really got to worry about how things get sorted at the end, how, you know, we figure this out, whether it's De Los Santos, whether it's Brent Hedrick, whether it's Mark Leiter Jr. Let's go to Bob in Keyport on the Fan next. Bob, what's up? You got it.
How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, just a couple of Yankees points and then a Knicks point.
Okay.
First of all, on the Yankees, how good do you feel about the fact that they were singling around getting everybody home on singles tonight instead of just playing long ball.
Oh, great. They're having much better at bats. I don't know if I said it in my open, but they are not just swing happy, eager beavers swinging at the first pitch. They're making guys pitch 8-9 pitch at bats. In this game alone, you had singles, you had doubles, triples, and then obviously Judge is trying to go get that triple crown. He hits another home run. He's got 25 on the season. You love to see it. I enjoyed watching that second inning because, like, I felt like that second inning against Bubich, who's been really good, I'm like, that's demoralizing for this guy.
Yeah, just another point. How mad are you at the umpires from taking away two great
Grisham catch calls from Dave Sims? It's just stupid. That's why I was like, I don't know what game they're watching. Because when I'm watching a game, I'm like, it is 2025. We have
Moved Judge Bat for him for no reason.
It's just stupid. And I'm like, I'm getting tired of it with MLB, not just the strike zone, but now stuff in the field. Get it right. And also, if you like, I'm in my crib. I'm in New Jersey watching the game. You're in Missouri. You're on the field. You can't see the game right in front of you. You don't trust the players. Also, Trent Grisham is gonna tell you. I don't know. I just think it's stupid. Like, it holds up the game, and I think it goes back to this like ego and this complex that these umpires have, and none of them are good enough to have any type of ego or complex.
100%. And now on the Knicks, do you think they're just playing some game with us where they have a random guy they're gonna pull out? So they go and ask everybody first just to say, well, we asked them, what should we have done? We asked everybody.
No, we're going to pick this random guy. No, I think we want to give them this type of, like, grace. We want to give them this type of, oh, well, you know, they got this far. They're smarter. Like, no. This smells of scrambling. This smells of making it up as you go, improvising, freestyling, trying to figure this thing out. This smells of, you know, we had our exit meetings. And going into those exit meetings, Tom Thibodeau thought he was going to continue on. He had an extension 8 months ago. Like, this reeks of scrapping the plan. Now we need a new plan. Thanks for the call, Bob. 888-808-1019. But there's so many people that love the Knicks. There's so many people that enjoyed this run in this season. They don't want to go back to the LOL Knicks laughing stock, being mocked. But that's what's going on. Shams on Pat McAfee today. And then Charlestown, I'm like, wow, the Knicks had a run. And it shows you how it's Knicks for clicks and how many people hate the Knicks. The Knicks had a run this year that people envied and hated. And people hated to see y'all in the streets partying, going viral with those videos, celebrating at home, hugging your family members. The Knicks are back. The Knicks beat the Celtics. The Knicks have a chance to go to the finals. People didn't like that. They weren't feeling that. They're loving this because this is how they viewed the Knicks. Here in New York in this last 5 years, we viewed the Knicks as relevant again, competent, making the right moves, being competitive, shaking the, you know, the old narrative. And there's people that want to point to Dolan. There's people that, I don't know. Somebody said something to me today. Did you talk to Leon Rose? No, nobody talks to Leon Rose, bro. He doesn't talk. He doesn't do media. And I think too many times we make this assumption of like, oh, Leon Rose has got millions of dollars. Leon Rose doesn't need this job. He'd walk away from it. No, he wouldn't. No, this is his era of the New York Knicks. That's a great job to have. Maybe it's a passion project. Maybe he is hard pressed on being the guy that wins a championship with the Knicks. So yeah, none of this, like, you can't tell me, like, and I get it, I've heard it. I think Evan was talking about, you know, they're doing their due diligence and they're checking on, like, nah. It reeks of, okay, we're going to, like, come on, bro. We're gonna ask all of these coaches, ask all of these teams. And you know what? These teams are laughing at the Knicks, too. It's a hard no. Because they don't want to help you. One, they don't want to help you because you're the New York Knicks. Worth what you're worth with the fans that you have, the brand that you have. And two, you're a good team. You were just two wins away from the NBA Finals. They're not trying to help you now. You fired your coach. You deal with that. So more and more, I just think they're going to hire either an unemployed coach that nobody wants or an unnamed. Maybe Johnny Bryan is sitting at home with his pajamas inside out and his fingers crossed, hoping that it lands on him. Tony in Montreal back on the fan before we break. Tony, how are you?
How are you doing, man? Keith, what do you think you know, I think you're spot on, because when they fire coaches in the NHL, they always have a backup. They have someone in the American Hockey League. They always have an assistant coach on the bench that's got 20 years experience.
An heir to the throne. Yep. Coach in waiting.
Yeah, you know, like my buddy, my line mate, Greg Cronin, he played with me, and he did all kinds of assistant coaching jobs, and then he got a head coaching job in Anaheim, and then he had some problems, and they turfed him. But he's going to be back in. So, like, in the NBA, isn't there a pool of great assistants, or do you have to go back into college basketball to get someone? And, of course, in college basketball, the guys are making 20 mil. They're not going to leave. So, like you said, it's like a good... Yeah. You need like a crisis manager to fix this problem right now.
Yeah, for sure. The thing is, of course, right? Some are saying that this is actually a weak, you know, class of potential hires. Of course, there's some up and coming guys like a Johnny Bryant, or you could try and lure a Dan Hurley. But this is the New York Knicks. This is a team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals and fired their coach. This isn't some team that was in the lottery. This isn't some team that missed the playoffs looking to hire another guy. Like, this isn't the Phoenix Suns looking to start over. This is a New York Knicks team that is ready to win with a fan base that expects them to win, and that's a lot of pressure for the next guy, and that's why I think they're starting with the made men, the guys that are in the NBA that have done it. We're checking in on these guys with experience first, but when you tell me that was your plan... You tell me you went through the exit meetings,
There's no way.
Man, I'm not buying
it. No, listen. I just want to say one thing. You got it. You know, you're a New York guy. You think about Vegas putting down -700 on the Pacers winning, and they're two wins away. You know what that means? The Pacers are on a heater. We say that in hockey. You're on a heater. Nothing matters. You can run people down. And you know what? This Knicks team, okay, is like, for me, looking at just athletes, they knocked out, they slayed the dragon, they beat the Celtics, they beat the world champion. Like in boxing, when you beat the world champion, you're the linear champ. And then, of course, you know, the Pacers knocked out the guys that beat the champ, so they're the linear champ. You know, okay is thinking, well, these guys are going to lay down for us, they're -700. Guess what? Siakam's already won a championship, and there's great guys like Mathurin on that thing. And you know, when you get that heater going, when you're a football player and you guys are playing a motivated game, going in one direction, you can win it no matter what the odds are. I just want to say it's a sad thing that they fired Tibbs. I even though I don't know a lot about basketball, I thought the guy was a general on a thing. And all the criticism that you hear, it's hand-wringing. I didn't hear that criticism when he beat the Celtics. You know, it's hypocritical, Keith, that you dump a guy, you criticize a guy after he loses to a team that's on a heater, and then while you beat the Celtics, you thought he was, like, walking on water.
The next day. I mean, you know? I was hosting the show. Thanks for the call, Tony. Oh, he's out coaching Joe Mazzulla. Oh, Tibbs is doing the unthinkable. Look at this defense. They came back from 20 points down twice. And now they're piling on to say, oh, he ran his guys into the ground. Oh, you know, nobody wants to play for him. Oh, he's a dinosaur. He thinks he's coaching in the 90s. Now to cope, to make it feel better. Now to save face. It's not great. Only time will tell, though. Only time will tell. Like I said, right now the Knicks look crazy. They look insane right now to me. But all the people that take a risk and succeed in life, the idea is crazy at first. They doubt you. They look at you like you've lost your mind. Time will tell if the Knicks actually find the right guy and put the pieces together correctly to go on to the NBA Finals and potentially win it. And we got a whole year for that. 888-808-1019. I've got less than 90 minutes of this show left. Please call up if you'd like to talk to me. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score.
Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Fan.
So, Mr. Cal, I forget what Mystical did, but he got locked for something sketchy. Anyway, Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. The Fan in New York, man. We're going to talk about the New York Knicks, but I'm a baseball fan. I watched the Yankee game. I watched the Met game. It is so hard watching both games. I know I've been doing this for 4 years, but it's tough to watch. It's tough to watch both games, take notes on both games, and then be the first voice on talking about them. But they were good games tonight. David Peterson was amazing tonight. Clark Schmidt, too. Clark Schmidt's arsenal of pitching, like, someone just told me, oh, we should trade Clark Schmidt. I'm like, I don't know about that. Homegrown. You know, even though Clark Schmidt is not a younger guy, he is homegrown. That's another thing I love about these Yankees. They have a lot of homegrown talent. They have a lot of guys that are young and helping, as well as like a homegrown guy like Aaron Judge. So a good win for the Yankees out there. Starting pitching goes 6 innings. Clark had everything going. And that knuckle curve, four-seam fastball. Like I said, his sinker, his cutter. What else he throws? His arsenal is just, he's a pitcher, man. And we've watched Clark grow up into this. I'm happy that he's starting to get to 6 innings consistently now. And he needed a good outing. And the Yankees hitting. The Yankees just having one inning that pretty much wins them the game. It gets a little wonky with the bullpen, but whatever. My hope is that Devin Williams is available tomorrow if need be. But I also know the Yankees aren't tripping off of, like, sweeping the Kansas City Royals in the season series. You know, like, they took the series from them. They haven't lost to them all year. They're not a threat. They're not a threat. 888-808-1019. Maybe Will Warren can just pitch a complete game against Seth Lugo. And you know Seth Lugo is going to be ready to go. Speaking of pitching a complete game, David Peterson, amazing. David Peterson, unsung hero, not talked about enough. And like I said, on a night where, you know, they used Reed Garrett last night, two nights ago now, they used Edwin Diaz. You know, they're even throwing guys out there now like Justin Garza. David Peterson says, I got it. No, like, I got it. What do you throw, 106 pitches? He's like, yeah, no, I got it, yo. I can throw the whole game. And I think I was listening to the post game. He threw a complete game in college. That was the last time he did it. But, like, what a break to give the bullpen the night off and be ready to sweep them at home. And, like, I don't care if you hate the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. They literally are. Like, I take ownership to that. Like, I didn't grow up watching the Mets. But this iteration of Steve Cohen's Mets from, like, 2021, since I got on the fan, to now, like, I've watched these Mets. I've read, you know, the reports on these Mets. I've watched this team. Like, I've never known more about a Mets team in any other years. Like, when they do their alumni game, I'm not going to an alumni game. I wasn't checking for those guys. Congratulations to young Francisco Alvarez. He's a father now. He's going to come back with some dad strength. Him and his partner, Naomi, they had a daughter. So he'll be coming back. And, yeah, I don't know how much time I have tonight. There was an article, and I was talking about this yesterday, the importance of Starlin Marte, not just that walk he had yesterday, but I was talking about how Starlin Marte being friends with Juan Soto was instrumental in getting him through just his first couple months transitioning into being a forever Met. Transitioning into, hey, this is what we do here. You homer, look at the camera, pose. You got a nice one tonight. And I know I told y'all, now start betting on Juan Soto. What'd I say? One, the weather's warm. Two, he's going to make a push to be an all-star. Juan Soto is about himself. He doesn't want to miss the all-star game. He wants to be there. He's at the all-star game every year. I haven't put a bet on Juan Soto since Friday of the Subway Series. I'm like, I got to get back on my game. I'm telling everybody else, start betting on him now. He's going to homer. He's going to drive the ball. He's going to get on. So him, Brandon Nimmo, they were great tonight. And the Mets win. The Yankees win. The Mets are rolling 20 games over 500. The Mets are rolling. They play so well in Citi Field. If you're a fan, you know, your owner called you out about going to the place. And you should go. You know, you should go see it for yourself. Like I said, if you went back-to-back nights, you see a walk-off one night. Make it happen, Mets. Never say die. Then you see a masterful, like, when you get to go to a game and see a complete game shutout from a starting pitcher, that's something you're not going to forget. Five-game win streak, 20 games over 500 with a five-game lead in the division. 888-808-1019. You guys want to talk about the Knicks, though, and that's fine. I said the Sunday after the Knicks loss, if you're tired of the Knicks conversation, strap in. Because now that they're good, and I didn't even know they were going to fire the coach, but I'm like, now that they're good, they are going to be in the conversation on WFAN every single day. And now that they fired the coach and the way that they're going about this coaching search, they're the lead story because we're getting updates, not just daily, we're getting updates every other hour. We're getting updates on who they're checking. And I don't know if, you know, I'm not trying to like, conspiracy theory this where like, oh, maybe they're doing this or maybe this is a way that during the finals they stay in the headlines. No, I think this is a way that they cast a wide net. I think this is a way that they collect information. I equated it to the Jets, right? The Jets, Woody Johnson, the 33rd team, they did not know who they were going to hire. Of course, Aaron Glenn was a shiny hire and a former Jet and a guy that they, but like, The Knicks can just hire a Johnny Bryant or just hire a Mike Malone, but still do your due diligence. And that's the only thing that I can point to and say they're doing their due diligence. They're leaving no stone unturned. The 33rd team interviewed so many guys. And the Knicks haven't started interviewing guys. But the first step is let's request to interview. Let's request to talk. We get denied from these guys. We check those guys off. And then we go to the next bucket of available coaches. We talk to all of them. And then we collect data. I don't, are the players going to be in on these meetings? Are the players going to, if the players are the ones that forced the current head coach that got you here out, are the players going to be in on the process of finding the next head coach and weighing in on what they want and how they want to be coached and how they want to be played and how many minutes they're going to play? Like, you might need that. I mean, I would definitely want to know about Jalen Brunson and Rick Brunson's thought. Is it a guarantee that Rick Brunson's going to be on whoever's staff? No. 888-808-1019. Tom is in West Haven, Connecticut on the fan next.
Hey, Keith. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, thank you very much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. So here's my gist is, obviously the Knicks needed some change. So my thing is maybe they got together with Tibbs and you know, and I know as Knicks fans that they needed some change.
I'm a Knicks fan, but I'm watching them very closely. Yes.
But he needs to evolve. He needs to evolve. And maybe, just maybe, when he was talking with the manager, maybe he said he wasn't going to change anything. So he did need to change some stuff. And if he said he wasn't going to change anything, then he had to go.
No, let's go. I mean, we can't.
I don't know. Nobody has really said.
But look
Leon
what he
Rose
did. Look what he did in the Eastern Conference Finals. He did change. He changed the starting five and he changed the rotations and he went to the bench. So I highly doubt he's in exit meeting saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change.
No. I appreciate what you're saying. But I mean, throughout the year. So there are things that he needed to do. And basically, different sport. Tom Coughlin, he needed to change his coaching style, and he did. Maybe Thibodeau said, "I'm not going to do that." Maybe I'm not going to do that with the players, with the egos, and all that other stuff that they have going on. Maybe he said, "No, I'm not going to do that." And
thanks for the call, Tom. I'm sorry. I don't. Why would he push back? He wants to win. He's a smart coach. Now, to equate it to football, equate it to Bill Parcells. You want me to cook the dinner? Well, let me go shopping for the groceries. The guy's not going to play guys that he doesn't trust. And you know what else I heard people do? Inflate the Delon Wrights and Landry Shamets of the world as if he should have been playing them sooner. Or Precious Achiuwa. I don't think this guy is combative. I don't think this guy has an ego to the point where he's telling them, no, you're wrong. I think he's telling them, listen, I'm trying to win games. I'm trying to win as many games as possible. And you know, it was evident in that Celtics series, even game six, for safety reasons, he should have taken his starters off the floor. And he wouldn't even do it because he wanted to be sure that the win was secured. But when you're desperate in game three and you're facing being down 3-0, you go to what you got to go to in foul trouble and you go to the bench and it works and you win that game, then you're able to say, okay, I understand. I don't look at Tom Thibodeau as a guy that was telling who? Leon Rose, World Wide West, James Dolan, or pushing. Like the players talked about it. Bridges talked about it during the season playing the bench. Josh Hart talked about coming off the bench and sacrificing. I think he would bend. I think he would change if he had the pieces. And like he talked about, this is a big offseason for us. We've got the draft. We've got free agency. We've got development. He talked about developing his own players. He talked about getting some more players through the draft and free agency. He thought he was going to be here because he had an extension. And I think that through the exit meetings and some players expressing certain things, and then ultimately at the top, James Dolan saying, nah, I've heard enough. I've got enough opinions that say that you're not the guy, you're not willing to change. I don't think it was Tom Thibodeau pushing back. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's out. He's been gone for a week. And I bet you he's kind of smiling somewhere. He's probably got a little bit of a smirk on his face. You could have just kept me. You could have just worked. What would have been easier? Working with me and getting me the pieces and me adapting and evolving and changing some? Or you being embarrassed as you go knock on doors and check with every franchise and every coach to be told no? 888-808-1019. Steven is in.
Hey. How you doing?
I thought that was a snore, Steven. I was like, Steven came in.
No, that was me. Not me. No. Wide awake. No apnea here.
Okay, go for it.
I have your take. First of all, I think, quite frankly, it's so obnoxious on Dolan's part to do this to his fans. Like, would it have been so bad to have somebody else lined up nice and shiny coach.
What was the rush? Even if you didn't, what was the rush? You could have fired him tomorrow. You could have fired. You could have fired not tomorrow. You could have fired him after the finals. Yeah. You could have fired him next month if you didn't like him. Like, what was? That's why people think it's a knee jerk reaction. Like, it is wrong to do that to your fans. You just came off the disappointment of losing. Now you're in this purgatory.
A fan base that was starving for attention. And honestly, I have to say, Keith, I never bought in. I always thought, you know what? This is gonna blow up. You know why? Because Dolan can't help himself. He's got to get his paws in there. When they're terrible, he was able to stay away. The minute they start getting attention, he's got to get some of it. He's got to be in. He's got to
because they're his Knicks. He owns the Garden.
Yes.
They're his team. Ultimately, I think he got close to the finals. Like I said, thanks for the call, Steven. Here, I sent in a headshot and submitted for an NBA Finals credential. I was rooting for the Knicks to go to the finals because I wanted to go to. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm like, hey, they get to the finals. I'm at the finals, baby. And when the Knicks lost, that email came back and rejected. Your home team will not be hosting the finals. Think about how many emails and things Dolan and the Garden were going through potentially to host the finals. And he had to sit on the floor and watch the Knicks lose to the Pacers the first two games of the Eastern Conference Finals at home. And that first one was an all-time gut punch. That gets you feeling some type of way. I remember I had a caller say, what do you mean when you say feeling some type of way? Not a good way. That gets you feeling some type of way like somebody's got to pay for this. This is not good enough. Who's responsible for this? Well, you can't kick Karl Anthony Towns to the curb, Mikal Bridges to the curb, OG Anunoby to the curb, Brunson, Hart, Mitchell, Rob. But when you talk to them, if they are not 100% behind the coach and you already don't like the coach, he becomes a fall guy. But I just think it was ill-advised to do it so quickly because in the days to follow, you're showing us all that you don't really know. you're showing the world. And don't tell me that there's this like smarter, like they're not that smart. Don't tell me that there's this scheme and there's this 4D chess that they're playing and oh, you just wait and see how smart Leon Rose. And no, I think right now they're saying, well, damn, we're back to the drawing board. We're starting from scratch. And the third best team in the NBA in this market shouldn't be starting from scratch when you had a head coach and now you don't have a head coach and nobody's going to help you get one. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan next. Before we get to the break, Ross, what you thinking?
Keith, my man, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. So, you know, you're talking about getting sick of the Knicks conversation. Me, a Knicks fan, I'm almost getting sick of the Knicks conversation, the Dibs conversation. But
I'm not. I know some people want to talk Yankees and Mets. I will talk this Knicks stuff because it is compelling. It is unprecedented, actually, because nobody has ever done this.
Today it got compelling. That's where I agree with you, man. And I've been talking about, like, I can't even remember the last time I called in about it. They talked about baseball, even the Crowder news, but I know that's kind of second fiddle now until it actually happens. But, you know, today, all of a sudden now I said I have to speak on this. I even replied to you. You see the thing I sent you, the Who Want Me? 100%.
Yeah, hilarious.
No.
Like that meme is hilarious. Who want me? No one.
and one more thing. You know what? When I see Chris Finch and Udoka and Jason Kidd, because that almost felt like that one could have been a possibility. That one was looming. I guess those make sense, even though Chris Finch doesn't really make sense. Because if you're looking at, and I'm speaking, me being someone who agreed with letting go with Dibs, it makes no sense to bring in Chris Finch, who's someone who's proved 2 years in a row now that his peak is the Western Conference Finals. So it just kind of seems like a parallel move.
Oh, so they're giving us the okie doke. They know who they want, but they're gonna, you know, throw people off their scent. They're gonna send requests to the entire NBA just to hire Johnny Bryant.
Bro, there's every 29 other teams. I mean, they lost me at Quinn Snyder. What in the bleep does Quinn Snyder
Billy Donovan did it for me tonight. I'm like, enough already. Billy Donovan.
Look, I mean, bro, and look, none of these teams, but I can't even tell you the Wizards coach. And it's not like they're going to let him interview. I mean, maybe they will. But, I mean, It's like, what are they going off with?
Yordy Fernandez.
Bro, I'm saying, now, hold on. Now, this is where I kind of hesitate, because now if we're looking back at coaches that, you know, actually won rings, you got Steve Kerr, Tom Ron Lue. I mean, they're not even bothering with them. And then I kind of pumped the brakes a little bit, because the last two before those were Mike Budenholzer, Frank Vogel. And those are guys, you know, I think I called you once. I said the one thing I'm looking at, I'm not touching anybody that just coached for the Phoenix Suns in the last 5 years, which I think is five people. It's like, you ever see Grandpa Simpson walk in, walk out, like put his hat down, pick it up, and walk out? That's what they got going on. And hell, they didn't even do that, because you always hear about teams requesting interviews. I didn't hear it once with Phoenix. The only thing I ever heard was they interviewed Johnny Bryant and the guy they hired, Jordan Ott, whatever his name is. I don't remember them asking to interview Eric Spoelstra and Steve Kerr. I mean, this is insane, bro. And now I'm thinking, you know, we're talking about the Mike Malones and Taylor Jenkins of the world that you don't need team permission to interview. Let's say they were both still in Denver and Memphis, respectively. You're telling me they're going running to Atlanta for Quinn Snyder before they go to Denver for Michael Malone?
No, it's just the order of operations. You start with the guys that are under contract with organizations. You have a whole offseason to potentially hire someone that is a free agent.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just looking at, you know, there's like, I brought up the vote. I'm telling you, bro, it's going to be somebody. I don't know if it'll be Vogel or Budenholzer, one of those two. I feel like it's like someone who's wandered the league that nobody's talking about. One name that comes to mind that I don't think anybody's brought up for whatever reason comes to me is Steve Clifford. Remember, I think he was with Orlando, Charlotte. I said, watch that be the guy. And one more thing, and I appreciate the time. I just brought up Phoenix before. You know, we got one team already that brought in a heavily, for the lack of a better term, canceled. Not like online for saying anything, but in terms of like being a horrible coach. Discredited at MSG and David Quinn. And I don't know if you saw, speaking of the Phoenix Suns, they let go of a former, another guy named David who used to coach at MSG, and David Fizdale. I swear to you, bro, if he gets into this conversation, even if he becomes an assistant, because David Quinn already got brought back under Mike Sullivan's staff. He's not the head coach, but he's back behind our bench, you know, all these years later, all these things we said about him, bro. If you see David Fizdale on the sideline next year, that would be full circle James Dolan. And it's so crazy, man. You saw the video of James Dolan handing out the basketballs to the little kids out, you know, outside MSG. Everybody talking about like the comeback story for Dolan. Mm-hmm. And now I think at this point it's beyond evident that this was his move. Just kind of like the sheer, you know, coming from me.
I said it from the jump. It didn't make any sense, bro. Thanks for the call, Ross. I said it from the beginning. And I went back, if you follow me on Twitter, @Keith_McPherson, I went back to 7 days ago. And there was a post where it was like, Evan says that, you know, Dolan had nothing to do with this. Keith says, it's clear that it had, come on. Leon Rose gave him a contract extension 8 months ago. it's from the top. This is the owner of the team saying, not good enough. Your head has to roll because of this. But here's the question for the Knicks fans. Like, this seems difficult now. This is such a delicate situation. You can't just put anyone in this seat. The player's got to want to play for him. The fans got to accept him. He's got to go out there and get the job done. He's got to get to the finals. Like, this is tough. Wouldn't it have just been easier to go another year with Tom Thibodeau that you were already paying for and run it back with this group, try and make this group better? I don't know. 888-808-1019. I've got 1 hour left on the Fan. Keith McPherson, KM to AM, back right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.